This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Our broadcast week begins here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we do a lot of, things that even the new media doesn't do. And primarily when it comes to discussion of health and healing and medicine, and the politics of medicine, the economics of medicine. I think perspectives here that are quite different. Yeah, just this past week on the show, I referenced those of you who want what you consider to be a kinder and more compassionate healthcare system in America. And if I was to ask you what that might be, you might, you know, reveal things you've heard, like single payer, universal healthcare. And I might bring up the fact that universal healthcare is a form of forced participation in the third or maybe second or first leading cause of death, that is modern medicine, the medical monopoly, which is unaffordable simply because it's a monopoly, but also because it does nothing to heal people from disease. It can manage disease, it can create disease, and in the highest ideal, if there is any left, it can save your life in a crisis after you get hit by a bus. Hopefully you never do. They can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But this idea that the medical cartel is out for your best interest and is invested in your health and healing and freedom is nonsense. Someone who's been writing about it, inspiring me to communicate these messages to you that are empowering, not frightening, is John Rappaport. He has his blog, No More Fake News, and whenever we get together, it's a great time. We're going to get together right now. John, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, great. Hi, it's great to be here.
It is awesome to have you on board, and like I said, you are a brother, you're part of my family, and your message to all Americans from the medical cartel article from earlier this month is another piece that I want to frame for people to read, to recognize what I point out. Those of you who think, and I've talked to friends from Canada, John, who say, we love our system. It's way more compassionate than you Americans and your capitalism. And I say, oh, really? You like your system? And they say, yeah, I do. I said, well, how often do you use it? And, of course, if they're friends of mine or they attend a natural product type show that I'm at, they'll say, well, I would never use it. I go, wait a second. You just said you love it. You'll never use it. Why not? Well, because all it does is drug you. I don't do drugs. I'm like, well, you're happy that your other Canadian brothers and sisters do? Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I've heard the same about the Canadian system and the compassion at this and that and so forth. Ever since I began writing about the medical cartel, the thing that I've tried to emphasize is that you've got to look at the content of what they're offering. It's like any other company. You know, you can say, well, I prefer to get my gas at this pump rather than that pump, or this station rather than that station. I don't know why the sign appeals to you or somebody, whatever it is. But look at what's going into your car and the gas tank. Is it okay or is it not okay? The same with the medical system. What are they giving you, regardless of whether they're nice, they open the door wide for you, they let you in, or they are too complicated, or whatever. think about the content of what they're offering you, just like any product, mm-hmm. and make those evaluations rather than these, you know, other things. Here's another one. People argue about price all the time, which I can understand. You know, they say, well, we need to lower the price of prescription drugs, and this is a mission to God for us to be able to bring this about so that all drugs are affordable all the time. Well, okay, in a pinch, in a certain emergency situation, some drug may be required once in a great while, and you would like to be able to afford it. No kidding, sure. But all drugs all the time, you're going to really spend the rest of your life arguing about price mm-hmm. and not thinking about what's in the drugs and what they're doing to you?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to look at the center of it.
John, if I were to talk to somebody who wants cheaper drugs for everybody, I would say to that person, well, you must really hate poor people.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what do you mean? I'm trying to help. No, you're not. If these drugs are indeed the third leading cause of death, and I argue they're the second or first because they cause the number two and number one, you know, cancer, heart disease deaths, how would it be compassionate to get more of these substances in people that really need desperately food and nutrition and clean water and, you know, all the things that really bring about good health? There is no such thing as an FDA-approved drug deficiency disease or syndrome.
Exactly. Exactly. So I led the article with, it's probably, I don't know, the 100th time that I published a mention of this Keystone study in the year 2000 by Dr. Barbara Starfield, which indicates, and this is completely mainstream, so at the time it was unique in that sense. Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, the Journal of the American Medical Association, prescribed drugs kill 100,000 people a year in the U.S. alone, which would be 1 million people per decade. And that's a mainstream estimate, which Starfield herself said to me in an interview, this is a conservative estimate, and of course there have been much higher estimates from people outside the mainstream. So the people, okay, let's go right to the core of what we're talking about here, which is what is in the drugs, what is that content doing to people and their bodies. And I have yet to see in my 35 years of working as a reporter online, or rather, let's call it 20 online and another 15 or nearing 20 offline before that, anybody from the mainstream who's picked that up and is serious about investigating it.
Well, you think that there would be a line from there that would conclude, as we have, that maybe we ought to rethink this idea of health care. Like there might be something that supports health in it, that might be some caring and concern for genuine
health. Right.
And, you know, it's almost too much to ask at this point. And, you know, I've been covering, obviously, on radio. This is my 21st year in broadcast media, these things, and you've been appearing on my show as often as I can get you over the years. We have a great time discussing this. And I don't know how many people, percentage-wise, have picked up on this. Certainly, you know, our audience has, and I think they're better off, healthier for it. But right now, there's, in New Jersey, for instance, let me bring this up. They're threatening to take away your religious belief ability to say, you know what, I don't want certain things injected into me and my children, you know, whether it be opposition to aborted fetal cell lines, animal RNA, DNA, or just toxic stuff. And they're saying in Jersey, well, you know, you don't have the ability to do so. You don't have the right to do so. We're gonna overturn that. And there was one guy who said, I can't vote for this. And now, over the last couple of days, they've made an alteration to the bill to say, how about if we make an exception for those that go to private school and private daycare or health care, daycare. And then he goes, oh, okay, that's good. Now, this is a state run by Democrats. They wanted one Republican vote to win this thing. This will be tomorrow. We'll find out what the vote will be. The interesting thing is the Democrats have just now said, If you're rich and can afford to go to private school, you still have religious freedom, exemptions. If you're poor and can't go, you're in public school, you no longer have the ability to opt out based on your belief. It's like, how is that going to play out? Big time. I mean, I don't think they're thinking this through.
Yeah, and let's see what happens in New Jersey. My prediction is that the overwhelming majority of people aren't even aware of this and will not make the distinction, and they'll just be asleep at the wheel as usual if this just goes through, you know, separating again the rich from the poor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's incredible, yeah. I mean, don't look for logic in this, folks, at all. It's not there. You have to go past all of the distractions and so forth and get to the center of things. And, you know, if somebody is looking for a reason to become an activist and a sword to be able to wave, so to speak, just take the Starfield study that I've indicated in that article and get a hold of it and begin to use it. Begin to use it because it's meticulously mainstream, as I've said. Everything is down the center of the stripe of the central road highway with the credentials of the author and the journal in which it was published and so on and so forth. And then you ask the question, why isn't this being reported and investigated in the media, and why isn't the government doing anything whatsoever to fix it? I mean, killing a million people a decade, you would think, would provoke some kind of response somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a clue for people who would like to become activists.
And John, if I remember correctly, I mean, they didn't assess injury or death due to vaccination. It was it was a very focused study on drugs, and I think prescription drugs, or was it over the counter at this point?
I'm not sure whether that was included. I don't think so. I believe it was prescription drugs.
Yeah, I think so.
I believe that most of the data came from hospitals. So if that's the case, then what about people who were taking these drugs that were never inpatients in hospitals?
Right. So the million per decade is a very conservative number, and it would be frightening to really conceive what those numbers actually are and then what that means if we've institutionalized and mandated participation in this, as I say, the third, second, or first leading cause of death. That's why we speak up for health, freedom, and healing liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with John Rappaport when we come back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you thought it was weird, you know, like I said, you land on a planet and you look at half the planet and they're taking substances that are known to be a leading cause of death. And in fact, their governments pretty much say it's the only form of remediation for what ails you. These are toxic substances, but they're approved by the government. And, you know, the other half, if it is that much, said, you know what, we're just going to opt for eating food and doing things our ancestors used to do long before there were these synthetic substances. And you begin to say there's a deranged perspective on life itself. And, John, this past Friday I covered on my show, you didn't think it'd get weirder, the vaccine issue. I brought that up in terms of they didn't assess the danger or deaths from vaccines. They've now come up with an idea here was the problem. They realized that they can't give vaccines in the first 6 months of life because there is no antibody response possible. Despite the fact of them knowing that, they still promote a hepatitis B shot the moment you're born. And then 2, 4, and 6 month shots, they call it well baby visits. It's known in immunology, you can't even elicit an antibody response in these infants. And they said the reason why we've discovered it, it's maternal immunity. It's maternal antibodies that are getting in the way. So they're now developing a vaccine to destroy maternal immunity so their vaccines can work, the very thing that's protecting these infants from getting these infections that they claim they want to prevent.
Wow. Wow. This I had not heard of. Wow. Because I have pointed out in the past when people say, you know, just off the top of their head, so what's the matter? Give me an instance. Why are you saying that there's a problem with vaccines? I say, well, vaccines are supposed to stimulate the immune system response, as a rehearsal, so to speak, for the time when an actual disease occurs, right? But in a baby, there is no immune system, you know, in a very young baby. So how could a vaccine possibly work since there's nothing to stimulate? So that's what you're saying. No antibody response because the baby's immune system is not yet developed. Okay, so now maternal antibodies, they're going to try to eliminate. I mean, this is like saying, well, we found a more overall way to kill.
I mean, the irony, of course, is that via the vaccine campaigns for decades now, generations now, you've destroyed a lot of maternal immunity protections that were passed on from mother to child because you've eliminated the actual infection and replaced it with some kind of pseudo-infection to elicit their holy grail attempt at antibody production, which isn't even necessary for prevention of disease, nor does it guarantee that you won't get it, because the antibody is just one aspect of a very complex system that's much more complex than the dunderheaded doctors that think the antibody is all you need.
Right. Wow. Wow.
But isn't this their next logical or illogical move? I mean, they were off about destroying immunity or conquering immunity, conquering nature herself through technology injections, that this would be the inevitable outcome.
Yeah, that would be the next insane step along the insane path is to, as you say, cook up, you know, a reason why it's not working, and now we have the solution, which is to promote further destruction. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I thought you'd appreciate that, because I know you didn't see that, but I even was stunned, and Super Don passed it on to me. He said, I'm not sure what this means, but I think you're going to find it interesting. I'm like, yes, very interesting, and, you know, we could have predicted it, but we would have been sort of absurdist in saying, yeah, they're probably going to do this next, but if they could figure out a way to do it, yeah, that's pretty much what they're doing.
Wow. Yeah, I've got to look into that one. That is just startling, even after all that I've seen and investigated, to see that they're taking that step.
I know. When we did our seminar together 10 years ago, can you imagine that? The vaccines armed and dangerous thing. And everything in there is just as valid as the day we did it. But we would have, I mean, we could do another 10, 20 hours on it. We still wouldn't run out of stuff, the absurdities that they've consistently pushed since, you know, their fundamental, again, search for their holy grail of the antibody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then you've got to think about doctors.
John, hold that thought. I apologize. We're up on a break. Let's come into the doctor brainwashing scenario and more here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links up at robertscottbell.com. Back with John Rappaport after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
We've got the latest on when the Senate might get the articles of impeachment. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
As even many Democrats are pressuring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, she says we can expect developments this week.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
She spoke on ABC's This Week. Pelosi has said she was withholding the articles until she was sure that a Senate trial would be fair.
The death toll continues to rise from severe storms that carved a wide swath through Texas and the South all the way up to Chicago. The number is now up to 11, according to the National Weather Service. Tornadoes have struck in Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Just talking with John Rappaport, we're going into the brainwashing of doctors. I'm not sure exactly where you're taking it, but I like it. I know it's going to be awesome. You know, I thought about how, you know, these doctors that are supposed to be so smart, they're very programmable. And that maybe isn't so smart.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I used to have a phrase that I used in articles for a while, high IQ idiot, and that's what we're talking about here, because sure you can brainwash doctors in medical school and internships and so forth and whatever, but, you know, these people are still capable of thinking. So I'm not letting them off the hook, and neither should you. In other words, they should be able to see the development that Robert was just talking about vis-a-vis maternal antibodies and so forth and other just mind-boggling truths about vaccine dangers and destruction and so forth and think this through. It doesn't take a genius to figure all of this out, regardless of how many studies they see and so on and so forth, to understand there's something very wrong going on here. So the fact that you don't see a massive revolt in the ranks of doctors, yes, it's fear of reprisal and blacklisting and loss of license and so on and so forth, absolutely. But even with that, imagine yourself in an office with the power to dispense these drugs that kill at a bare minimum 100,000 a year. On top of that, the vaccines. You're aware of the dangers, but you continue to do it anyway? Would you really? Would you really do that, regardless of the consequences if you stop doing it? I don't think so. I think in this audience we'd say 90% upwards of beyond 90% would say absolutely not. I would never do that, knowing the destruction that I'm causing. So what is wrong with these people who persist in doing it? You can try to explain it away and make excuses for them, but it just doesn't cut any ice.
Well, last week as well, this is an interesting, I mean, we're already not much into 2020 as a calendar year, and I'm fascinated by things that are happening. And to your point about doctors, there was Del Bigtree and the High Wire, his show, they replayed some of the live broadcasts from one of the international meetings on vaccines. And this is related to the World Health Organization and all of these players that are invested in blind acceptance and allegiance to the vaccine religion. And they're concerned, not only about people who, like us, have woken up and said, you know what, not for me, no thank you. And then they've labeled us anti-vaxxers. Now they're saying maybe that wasn't a good move because it's woken up a lot more people and it's created more antagonism, etc. But what was shocking about this meeting, behind closed doors, but apparently it got out to the world, is that they're now acknowledging that there is a rising resistance or questioning of vaccine safety, at least, among the medical professionals. Because they're ill-equipped to answer the questions that moms and dads are bringing into them based on their level of research and reading that far surpasses what doctors get in medical school, which they acknowledge in that meeting might be a half a day, which may be more than the nutrition they got too. But the shift is on. It couldn't be contained. Now the doctors are starting to question, and that could be the inevitable demise, whether it be this year or sometime in the future. Certainly a mandate, but maybe the larger vaccine paradigm as it exists today.
Wow. Well, that's a piece of good news, I would say. Yes. I mean, if enough patients are arguing, resisting, saying no, bringing in information for doctors to read, etc., etc., and all the online available information, of which this program is certainly right up there in the firmament, where doctors can access it and see it in the privacy of their homes and think about it, a shift is occurring. There's no question about it. And all I can say is people can aid that shift by sending links around, by talking to people, just putting the information in front of people. You think it may not have an effect because you get people saying, oh, that's ridiculous and so forth. Well, people are going to say that all the time. Who cares? You just keep on going.
Well, we've been at this for so long, and we have to ask the question at a certain point, is it possible that there could be a shift, or is this perspective so ingrained and brainwashed into the DNA or fabric of the Western world, particularly America, but the West, that there's no overcoming it. We're toast. We're done. And I always thought that somewhere, somehow, you know, one by one by one, people will wake up. And the worst case scenario is that they wake up due to the tragedy, the injuries that have occurred or the deaths that have occurred. And that's what we see in the sequel to the Vax movie. They call it The People's Truth, and that the families that had one or two children injured by vaccines continue to have kids and no longer vaccinated. And those kids were completely healthy. No chronic ailments, illnesses, diseases, or anything. So if it were a genetic issue, the same family, the only thing different is they stopped vaccinating. That I think we're seeing the inevitability of the breaking of the brainwashing, because it's become so in your face, the things that they would deny or claim that we're denying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't argue with people who have, you know, been affected horribly by this. You side with the mothers, the parents who know. So there it is, folks.
Yeah.
You know, there it is again, one more time, for you to think about, look at, see, understand, react to, and say to yourself, well, what can I do about this? Not, it's hopeless, nothing will change, but what can I do about this?
Right, right. And it brings to light, you know, what are those seminal moments that can wake people or individuals from that stupor or that psychosis. What is the word at that point where you're walking around in a trance-like state and something happens and you're woken from it? You know, much like the emperor's new clothes, you suddenly realize the emperor is naked. We're witnessing that occurring, and of course in the guise of what? Children being injured or killed, even adults or teenagers being injured or killed. That I don't know what they thought they could do, that they could contain it through this mass hypnosis, because there are events that will wake people up who were formerly in states of hypnosis.
Absolutely. I mean, the brainwashing is never total. You know, it's nice to, for the people who are in control, who might imagine that it's the case, but even they realize that's not true. You know, why do you think, when you look at all the propaganda and the mind control programs and media lies, et cetera, over, let's just say, the last 100 years, why do you think that the effort is so great? Because it's not easy. It's not easy to keep people in a complete trance. Not easy to keep them down. It's not easy to keep them as complete sheep.
Mm-hmm.
It may seem that way, but it isn't. It isn't.
Well, this leads me to your next article from a few days ago called Utopian Fantasies Versus a Better World. And you ask, what happened to the Republic? Democracy happened. And, you know, in the same way we're in a stupor or a hypnosis state regarding vaccines or drugs and medicines and things that are so dangerous to our health, it is also true in the form of government, in which our founders left us, if we would keep it, versus what has transpired over the course of now generations being indoctrinated or programmed or hypnotized into believing a form of government that our founders said is abhorrent and dangerous to the freedom of the individual, and you should adopt it. It's called democracy. And we hear even people that say they love America saying, yeah, we're all about democracy.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten some very nice emails on that particular article. The idea here is that government is posed as the utopian solution, in the sense that if somebody comes up with a better mousetrap, a better idea, a better concept, a better way of doing things, at least it may seem that way, whatever, who's going to institute it? Who's going to make it happen? Who's going to put it into effect? This was always my argument with Buckminster Fuller, a brilliant scientist who was able to understand that technology was not only on the horizon, but it was going to change the world completely in major ways. And one of those ways was based on abundance, that there really was enough to go around the basics of survival, food, clothing, shelter, education for every human on Earth, given the rate of advancement of technology. And so this was the entree into utopia. But the question would always be, which is a question that I kept posing, who is going to institute this system, however it's going to look, whatever it's going to be, that is going to finally be the, quote, humane answer to everything for everybody. And naturally, the answer keeps shooting out of the hopper, the government, the government, the government, the government. Well, why in the world would anybody believe, if who has any knowledge about how government actually works, why would anybody believe that government would be interested in doing that or would actually do it and carry it out without having the sinister desire behind that to control and reduce consciousness and reduce life in some key way? So the question becomes, why fall for utopia as an idea and start blubbering and slobbering and, you know, drooling all over the place as if that's right on the horizon, when there is no answer to the question, who's going to put this into effect? Instead, let's go back to the Constitution, back to the original idea of what a republic is, back to the idea of individual freedom, and think about the free market as it actually could exist, and how abundance could be brought into the world based on that,
yes,
rather than this utopian idea that Big Daddy and Mommy are going to provide the answer to everybody.
I so love to talk abundance, and we're going to do that to wrap up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Constitution for these United States guaranteed a Republican form of government to us all. Those of you listening in the United States, I know we got global listeners around the world. John Rappaport's articles are as valuable as anything that you could be reading to wake yourself from this induced slumber by those who want to control you, who want to convince you you're less than what you are, or want to convince you that there's no way you can get ahead unless you're a victim and you ask of government to provide for you that which you can't do for yourself, when in fact government can't do it for you. But the illusion is powerful. And people in America have been duped, many of them, in fact. And, John, your latest piece kind of brings to light how we've been duped and maybe a different path forward.
Yeah. The different path forward is that you imagine something so big and so thrilling that your energy suddenly starts multiplying and you come alive in a way that you haven't been for a long time. I mean, if there's anything to be derived from the idea of freedom, which was embedded in the Constitution, individual freedom, certainly people need to understand what I just said. Okay, if you have freedom, then what is it for? Why? What can you do with it? And you can launch a bigger life if you can imagine it, and if that vision suits you in the sense that it's inspiring and it makes you much more alive, and this happens to people and it can happen to anybody. So what we've been talking about in the earlier sections of the show, suppose you did get the idea, well, what I want to do is to educate people on what's really happening in the world of health and medicine. And if I were able to do that on a grand scale, how thrilling would that be, to tell the truth? Well, imagine it. Imagine it so fully that you become inspired to do it. Because why else do you have imagination? And why else do you have freedom?
Well, tyrannical government, I believe, can only exist if it's successful in convincing you that you have no access to something called imagination, that you can't see anything greater than what is offered to you or forced on you, for instance, by government. And I think our founders set up this limited form of government that they said it wouldn't be automatic. You would have to be vigilant in defense of it growing out of its, you know, bounds, which governments throughout history have. And that's why they warned us and they set this system up. But that would take the place of imagination, take the place of your creativity and say, you can't do it alone. You can't get there unless we're here to do it for you, or at least provide that helping hand or guidepost. Yet those folks that are in government, that run government, have no interest in uplifting you. They only thrive when you're enslaved to them.
Exactly. Imagine this, whatever it is that you love to do, regardless of what it is, and now imagine that there's somebody behind you over your shoulder while you're doing it, which would be enough of an irritation and annoyance right there. But then they say to you, you know, you can't really do this. I can do it for you. So you can get to where you want to go, but you have to let me do it for you. How would you like that? Of course you wouldn't like that. Well, that's the situation. That's the situation that government eventually puts you in. The powers that be have figured out, let's promise them the moon or the end product of what it is that they really want or think they want, and let's then say we're the only ones who can do that and we'll do it for you. Just stand back and let us operate and we'll have it for you.
In the meantime, they sell out your freedom to industries that only are interested in making you customers, not by free choice, but by mandate. Hence, you know, coming full circle to Big Pharma and the medical monopoly and drugs and vaccines being the third, second, or first leading cause of death, because we said, you know, health, it's too hard. It's too much. You know what? Let them do it. And we'll go to the doctors. They're licensed. They can do it. And now we end up in the sorry state of health. John Rappaport, my friend, there's never enough time for you and I when we get together. And I appreciate so much your insights, because you inspire me and you inspire others, hopefully, to tap into their own creative imagination to create the greatest life possible.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's always great to talk to you. And as usual, time just zooms by.
Yeah. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you to nomorefakenews.com as well. Remember this, the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.